Welcome to the Career Changes podcast, where we believe that it is never too late to redefine your path, rewrite your story, and reignite your passion for what you do. Are you ready for a career-changing adventure? Before we dive into these inspiring stories, we need your support. Hit the subscribe button, leave a review, and join our community of dream chasers. And then, be ready to find your inspiration. Hello, and welcome to a new episode of The Career Changes. Our guest today is Aden Cicelina, Soul Purpose Coach. Her journey began with a childhood passion for horses, which led her to pursue a career in the horse industry. However, as she reached her mid-20s, she began to feel a profound shift in her passions and motivations. Despite initially resisting these feelings, she eventually realized that she no longer felt fulfilled in her career. Through trial and error, she found her true calling as a soul purpose coach, helping others navigate their own fears and uncertainties to create lives they truly love. Today, we are going to inspire you with her career change journey, how she found her life purpose, and some special tips for you during your journey to self-realization. Welcome, Aden C. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm very much looking forward to this.
Yes, and we look forward to this interview as well. So let's start with your background. How did you start your professional life, or better, what was your first job?
Yeah, my very first job, I worked at a horse barn as a teenager, and I actually started in the horse industry from a very young age. I had my mindset on this industry from pretty much since the age of 12. So that is where I started and eventually went through a lot of growth and transition and fear to eventually get out of that industry. But that's where I started, was in the horse industry.
That seems an amazing career, different from everything else that we've been always speaking about here. So was that your dream job when you were a child?
Yeah, absolutely. I started riding horses when I was 7. I got my first horse at the age of 12, and I pretty much was set on that from a child. I thought it was what I was going to be doing forever.
So I guess you spent lots of time with your horses since you were very young. Did you dedicate any time to your education? What is your educational background?
Yeah, so I pretty much was set on the horse industry. So I started training with a particular horsemanship program and trained with this program even after high school. I decided not to go to college and instead went out to this horsemanship training ranch in Colorado in the US. And yeah, I made the choice not to go to college, which I'm actually very, very grateful for, but trained with horsemanship instructors. And then once I finally got out of the horse industry, it really just dove into learning from many self-growth professionals and spirituality leaders and just kind of continued from there.
So you started very early your career with horses. How did you progress during the years?
I was already working and getting paid as a horse trainer and instructor, you know, when I was probably 14 or so, I want to say, and continued to teach people, really dove into learning how to also coach people, you know, with their horses. And yeah, I kept working with different instructors and learning from them and continuing through this particular horsemanship program. And yeah, eventually I used my skills to travel all over the world and go to different ranches. So I'd go work seasonal jobs and I would go to a different horse ranch every 6 months or so. I would take people out on rides, out on these beautiful guest ranches and train horses, teach lessons. I interned with a world-renowned horseman at one point. So it was quite a journey.
Oh, sounds very interesting. So let's talk about your career change. Can you describe the pivotal moment when you realized that your passion for the horse industry was shifting and how you initially reacted to those feelings?
Yeah, so As I got into my mid-20s, again, I had started this career pretty much when I was, 12, 13. And when I got into my mid-20s, I could really start to feel things start to internally shift within me. I wasn't as excited to wake up and go to my job. I was kind of started to dread the day of he ahead of what I would have to do. And I just realized I wasn't nearly as passionate about it as I used to be. And even though I started to notice these feelings at first, I didn't want to look at them, because this was all I knew. And so I was too scared to really look at these emotions and understand them. But the more unhappy I became, the more I knew I had to really see the feelings for what they were. And so eventually I was able to be like, okay, it's time for this chapter in my life to end. And even though I had that moment of realization, it took me another 3 years after that moment to actually transition out because there was so much fear and there were so many, negative, disempowering stories in my mind. But I have one very clear memory where, these feelings had been building up, and I remember I was at a horse job and I was on my bed. I was crying to my friend on the phone and just going on about, how I felt I had no skills outside of the horse industry. I felt nobody was going to hire me. I felt I had no idea what I wanted to do. I felt I was so incredibly lost and confused. And I really would tell myself these stories like I can't do anything outside of the horse industry. That's what I would tell myself. Also, because I didn't have a college education, I was very fearful of getting out of the horse industry. But that was a very clear moment where I was like, okay, something's got to shift. I'm scared, but something's got to shift.
That must have been very hard at the time. And I guess, especially when you have a job or a career that is very specialized, probably it's very common to have that type of feelings where you feel like, oh, what else can I do? I've always been doing this. So, how did you overcome the one that you felt were your biggest challenges at the time?
Yeah, I kind of, when I look back on this, I don't know if I ever actually overcame the fear. I feel like it was more just a point where I was so unhappy. I was so unfulfilled. I was depressed. I just couldn't do it anymore. I was burnt out. And so eventually I pretty much ended up leaving the horse industry with no plan at all whatsoever. I just knew I could not physically do this anymore. I had to get out of it. So in the moment, I don't think I really overcame the fear. It was more, I'm just exhausted. I can't do this. I have to quit. And so that's what I did.
And how did you navigate the transition period between leaving your job in the horse industry and finding your true calling as a sole purpose coach?
Yeah, so what was, transitioning out of the horse industry, it was super, super scary, but also it did something really beautiful too, which was because I literally didn't know myself outside of horses. This had been my identity, since I was 12 years old. And so because I didn't know myself outside of horses, and I also didn't want to have a job that I hated again, I very quickly learned, like, just started trying thing after thing, idea after idea, job after job. And what was beautiful about this process is that I very quickly learned how to let my heart lead me more and let the fear control me less. So I very quickly started to notice when things started to not feel aligned, and I would move on quicker. I definitely had to get to know myself, so I did have to try new things, but I was able to get stronger and move forward quicker when I knew something wasn't aligned. And yeah, I basically just ended up trying thing after thing after thing, and eventually I, got more into spirituality, self-growth, and I ended up realizing one day when I was having lunch with a friend that she had been saying to me, I want to do this and I want to do that and I want to do this and I want to do that, but she wasn't doing any of it. And so very naturally I kind of started to like question her and help her, basically coach her without knowing that it was, coaching, and helped her to kind of look deeper into why she wasn't doing things that she wanted to be doing. And when I went home that day, I started journaling and realized, oh my gosh, I have already been doing this in my life. I have already been coaching people around me. Of course, there's a lot that happened, that I tried in between leaving the horse industry and getting to this point. This is maybe 5, 6 years that I'm, condensing. But yeah, I went home and journaled and realized I had already been coaching and helping people in my life to really dig deeper into like, what is your purpose? What is it you truly want? What do you truly desire? What fulfills you? And then let's actually move into that. Like, how can we actually do that? And so it was this kind of aha moment of, whoa, I already have these natural gifts and I just didn't realize I could, put it into a career for a while. And I had that light bulb moment that day after that lunch where I was like, oh my gosh, this is actually a thing. I can make a career out of this. So that was kind of the switch and the light bulb moment of moving into a sole purpose coach.
So you mentioned earlier on that at this stage of your life, you started to connect more with yourself in terms of listening to what you really wanted. What role do you believe intuition plays in uncovering our soul purpose, and how can we cultivate a stronger connection to our inner guidance?
Yeah, I believe intuition is huge. I think it's really easy to override our intuition when we are in a career that we don't enjoy. And it's also easier to override our intuition when we are living a life that is very conditioned and very, it's living a life that is basically because we've been told to live that way. So I believe a great way to start to kind of lean into your own intuition is to really start to ask yourself, what do you truly want for yourself? Like, what do you truly desire? Regardless of, how your parents lived or maybe how your friends lived, what is it you truly want for yourself? And part of intuition too is also starting to feel out how you connect with your intuition, because everybody connects with their intuition differently. So for me, my intuition is very much a feeling. It's more of kind of a gut and a knowing instinct. So it's also kind of like, oh, when am I feeling these little pulls to maybe do something different, or that I'm guided a different way? Like, how is that showing up for you? And then allowing yourself to actually lean into that a little bit. Whereas oftentimes we just kind of push it to the side and don't, lean into it. So it's how just cultivating, how is that intuition showing up for you, and how can you start to just listen and give it a little voice?
Yeah, many times I think what holds us back is fear, because it's easy to think and dismiss what we feel and rationalize and use our mind to say, well, in the real world, things work this way.
Absolutely. Oh, it's very easy. Yes. Especially when we have been, conditioned with in culture to just believe, this is how you're supposed to be successful. And it's we have to define what success looks like for us. What does fulfillment look like for us? What does happiness look like for us? It's a big, yeah, de un taking off the layers of the conditioning.
So, if we take a step back, we're talking about finding our soul purpose, and this is what is your mission, helping people to find their soul purpose. So, what does it mean for someone to find their soul purpose?
Yeah, I get asked this question a lot and I love it. And I tell people, I don't really think it is my role to tell you what your purpose is. I believe that is something for everybody to cultivate for themselves. But if you ask me, my personal opinion on what purpose is it's really just a coming into our most authentic self. It's coming into our fullest, highly expressed self. And then leaning into that as much as possible. And oftentimes, as we do come into our, most authentic self and take off a lot of those conditioned layers, we do end up Feeling like if we go to a job that we don't enjoy, it becomes more and more unaligned, right? We get more unhappy. And so we don't, because we don't just want to be ourselves, our authentic selves at night, and then have to go to a job that we hate. And so I do believe that oftentimes, as we deepen into our more authentic self, that part of our purpose can be expressed as, our career, as an outlet in our career. So that's who I really love to help, is people who feel that an outlet of their purpose is their career. But I also believe our purposes are multiple things. It's not just one big thing, and they shift and they grow and they evolve and they change.
Yeah, and I mean, we spend so much time working that would be unimaginable to have to, well, dissociate our real nature from the rest of the day. I mean, many times, maybe when we are younger, we are not doing what we really want, or many people may not have the option to do it, or they have to take this whole journey before they can find what is the right things to do. We actually do dissociate because we have to spend so much time doing something that doesn't fit our soul. And that's quite painful. So, with all the distraction that we have through social media, internet, every possibility seems to be open out there. How can we distinguish between fleeting interests or passions and a deeper soul-driven calling?
Yeah, I love that question. So I think it depends on, where you're at in your journey. For example, for myself, when I got out of the horse industry, I literally did not even know myself outside of horses. I had no passions, interests, anything outside of horses until I was probably 25, 26. And so within that, I really had to go explore and just get to know myself deeper in order to start to have new passions and interests. So I think it kind of depends on where you are at. I feel like probably most people generally kind of know, oh, I might be interested in this, or oh, this, I might want to try out this. So I encourage people to really lean into what are your interests? What do you, what I call it, what brings you into, a flow state? What brings you into, your highest version of yourself? I have a whole list of questions I help people to reflect on, what might be a more purposeful, deeper kind of purpose, soul purpose for them. And a lot of it has to do with like, what could we imagine, doing a lot of the day, talking about all the time? What really brings us into our fullest expression?
So you mentioned before that there are different challenges when trying to find our soul purpose. One is not listening to our intuitions. What other common obstacles can you see when you're working with your clients when trying to identify their soul purpose?
Yeah, so much. A lot of what I do is really helping people with internal blocks, because oftentimes, the most people I see, they do have a vision for what they want to do. However, they're not doing it, or maybe they tried it for a little bit, but then the self-doubt got to them, so then they stopped. So a lot of it is overcoming fear, and a lot of it is leaning into all the things that could possibly go right. Because so often we, when we get into these maybe not so normal, roles or careers, it's really easy to let, the thoughts of others really get into our mind and cause us to have fear and cause us to not lean in to what we really want to do. So a lot of it is overcoming fear. A lot of it is overcoming self-doubt as well too. I help people with self-doubt a lot. How can you actually believe that you can do this? You can make it happen. Stay connected to your long-term vision. How can we really just like move forward, believe in our gifts, and show up for ourselves consistently? So it's many, many layers, that can really block us from stepping in fully. And a lot of it is, it's just ourself, right? We are our own biggest obstacle in stepping into what we really want to be doing. So I help a lot of people with those internal blocks.
And I really like what you said about thinking all the things that could go well, because generally that's the one thing that we don't do. It's so easy to think about everything that can go wrong. So that's a great reminder. So, what practices or mindset shifts can help to overcome the fear of leaving behind what is familiar to pursue a new direction in life?
Yeah, so first of all, I say this over and over again to people is that first of all, know that if you have any desire at all whatsoever, or you have any thoughts about, oh, maybe I want to do something else, or maybe this interests me, or maybe I should leave this, or maybe I feel called to more, or what would be more fulfilling, know that those feelings are valid. That's incredibly important to know those feelings are valid. They are not dumb, they are not irrational, and lean into them. So when you feel those things, a big mindset shift is to, okay, these are actually important things to listen to. So start to listen to them, and then know that whatever you desire, even if you have a big vision, nothing is too crazy. Nothing is too crazy at all whatsoever. So another mindset shift is to just know that you can do whatever really you want to put your mind to, as long as you are, willing to really work through those internal blocks in yourself. That's the biggest thing. But yeah, definitely know that your thoughts are valid and then lean into them wholeheartedly.
So, based on your experience, what advice would you give to someone who feels stuck in a career they once loved but no longer feel passionate about?
Yeah, I would say, it depends on where you are too. If because also needing money and is a very real thing too. So don't, pressure yourself to be like, oh my gosh, I have to leave and go do something else now. Really honor where you are at too, because having those financial needs, that's a very real part of this human life. But know that even if you can't leap into something else full time yet, you can take steps. You can always take steps. So, if you're in a full time job that maybe you want to transition out of, I would encourage you to commit to leaning into those interests or that vision that you have every single week. Like, just set aside time every single week and don't give up. And keep connected to that long-term vision that you have of what you really want to be doing, because your why and your mission absolutely has to be strong enough to keep showing up consistently, especially when you have a full-time job. If you're already working 40 hours or more a week, you really have to be committed to your why and that long-term vision.
So, is there a one exercise that you find helpful in guiding clients towards discovering their soul purpose that you can share with our listeners?
Yeah, I do a lot of journaling work. I also do a lot of meditation. I think one of the best ways to really start to lean into your soul guidance is to, maybe you can Google something, a YouTube video of a highest alignment meditation, or so. I create these myself and when I'm helping people, but is just really start to let your mind open up. Go into meditation and lean into those visions. Open your mind up without judgment, without fear, without any other little voices coming in, and just start to open yourself up to dreaming big. So much of leaning into your soul purpose is literally allowing yourself to dream big again.
So we often forget how each of us, with our choices, can have a positive impact in the world. You change your career, you're now helping people. How do you feel you are making the world a better place?
Yeah, I love what I do so much. There's literally nothing else in the world I would rather be doing, and it is so beautiful to see in myself how I have Everything in me has drastically changed from where I was to where I am now. Now that I feel I really have clarity on how, kind of my purpose in this world, how I want to show up, who I'm helping, why I'm serving, and I'm stepping in fully, I am more happy, I'm more healthy, I'm more aligned, authentic, ambitious, driven than I have ever, 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 ever been. And so, what happens is when we lean into our soul purpose, we really start to expand and become into our fullest expression. And it affects every single interaction we have with people. It affects how we show up in the world, it affects how we present ourselves, it affects the vibration that we are putting out there. So, in stepping into our purpose and into our highest self, we are therefore a happier, healthier person, therefore affecting every single person that we meet around us. And also leading the way for others to do that for themselves. It's huge. One of the best things you can do for this planet is lean into yourself and your soul and your highest expressions, and it allows other people to do so as well.
That sounds beautiful. So we are reaching the end of this episode, but we have a few more questions. So the first one is, what advice would you give to anyone during their journey to self-realization? You had a long journey yourself, so what is the best tip you could give?
Yeah, I would say sometimes we do make things a little more complicated than we need to. And that is one of my missions in this life is to help simplify stepping into those big visions that you have. And how we can simplify it is to, I say, simply follow your curiosities. Like, allow yourself to dream big, follow your curiosities, and know that you don't just because you choose one thing doesn't mean you need to stay in it forever. We get so caught up in if I choose this one thing, I'm gonna have to stay in it, for 10 years. But no, just allow yourself to shift and flow and change with your curiosities, with your interests.
And really, the last question, if you could give yourself a piece of advice, what would you say to your younger self, that girl that loved the horses, but then changed her feelings and wanted to explore a new world?
Yeah. I would say trust that everything is going to work out and it's all going to be okay. And you are valuable and you have so many gifts to share. That is something that I wish I would have known back then when I was like, I have nothing else I can do. I don't know any other skills. I can't transition out of this. I wish someone could have just held my hand and been like, you are beautiful, you are powerful, you are valued, you have so many gifts, you're just yet to discover them.
Well, thank you, Aidency, so much for joining us today and sharing your inspirational career story and wisdom with our listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun.
That's great. And a last message for our listeners, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, leave a review if you enjoyed this episode, and tune in next week for a new inspirational episode of The Career Changers. Thank you.